2VM on the line. I've got Mark Colton. Mark, we're talking about the rail project. Tell us about it. It's for freight trains.
Yeah, so it's a part of the Inland Rail project that is been obviously talked about for some time. Construction now is largely between Narrabri and North Star. And last week, Kemo was out at Gurley down towards Ballater, looking at the progress of the job. They'll finish that section, Ballater to Moree, hopefully by the 1st of November. There's a grain train booked to come to Moree then, so we'll have that section operating for 6 months while we manage the grain harvest and construction. Then we'll largely go north of Moree, up through that Cropper Creek, Kerbal and North Star areas. So a lot of activity happening at the moment, about 500 people working on that section of the rail all up, and it's a very, very big project, but they're doing a great job.
Yeah, so you were saying that it's going to go all the way through to Brisbane.
Yeah, so the next section after this one will be Narrow Mine to Narrabri, which is the missing link back to the completed section, which is Parks to Narrow Mine, and then ultimately we've got North Star to the border, and then the border to Gowrie, which is at Toowoomba. So then the final section is Toowoomba down the range, a large tunnel into to the west of Brisbane. So it's a big project. It's due to be completed in 2026, and at this stage they seem to be on track to be able to make that time frame.
Yeah, so this meets up from Victoria, does it, into New South Wales?
Yeah, so largely it will be 80% of the freight, maybe a little bit more, will be that intermodal freight. So what we see going up and down the Newell now, I believe, is a truck about every 70 seconds goes up the Newell, and that freight task is just growing exponentially. And so this will help manage that intercity freight, but also it'll connect for the first time every state by a standard gauge railway. And businesses like recycling, there's a big recycling plant at Narrabri now, the potential to increase recycling by having that cheaper, more efficient freight on rail is huge, plus the possibility of fertiliser manufacture tying in with the Narrabri gas project. There's a lot of possibilities that will come from the Inland Rail.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And if people want to get some more information on it, they can head to your website?
Yeah, it's all there. It's all there. And, people would be seeing what's going on. There's lots of high-vis around Moree at the moment where people from the Transform Rail Group are working there in the main street. And I was also out at the Accommodation Village, which is out on the southern side of town, and that 300-bed accommodation was designed so that we don't put undue pressure on the rental accommodation or the motel rooms available in Moree. So, I think in the next month or two, we'll start to see more travel within the state, and it's important that our visitors that are coming through these areas to places like Moree can still find accommodation if they want to come and stay and experience the hot pools or whatever else we have to offer up here. So, it's a lot happening, but very exciting time.
Anything planned for the rest of the day, Mark?
I'm actually technically working from home on Zoom meetings and things, but tomorrow I'll be in Moree to help out for a while at the Royal Flying Doctor Clinic. So that Tuesday morning, for 3 days, the Flying Doctor will be at Moree Showground, and then at the end of the week, Warrior Alder Saturday, Bingus Sunday, and they're at North Star one day. I'm not sure. I think it might be Friday at North Star. So there's plenty of opportunities for people who have not had their vaccine yet but need to have Pfizer to go to these walk-in clinics. We still need to understand that our GPs and pharmacies also have vaccine. And, if you haven't had a vaccine yet, take the first opportunity you can to have one.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a good day today. Member for Parks, Mark Colton.
Okay. Thank you.